on box, and bring strawberries to a party. Heads up, display it, project it, QR scan it, pick it up, leave clues for the path, disappearing ink on sidewalks, cyber plus human is instant and permanent in the blockchain. Divisiveness will keep your messages on path. So where does the energy come from? Food. Us. Power. Where does it go? Question it, level up, get out and build it, let them follow you, power up the power stations, leave data packets, from the future. And beacons of proximity, which are training grounds for them and you, revisit and reseed what works, from everybody, from our devices. From the blockchain messaging, and test test test. Write the tests that test the tests, and automate long-range telepathic superhighways. Instant point-to-point, on-point, depots, and portals. For your leisure. Drop in, tune out, etc. Know when to speed, when to slow, it's perfect, all the time. Seemingly at least, it functions as physics and chemistry plus love, if that's what you're after. And then some. Let the music flow.
And this was episode 20. Free for a dime dropped into a packed Bell telephone. Message us at anchor.fm/aquaqlab/message and get in. Radiophonics are produced on an Android in semi-discomfort, for your comfortable chair or roads to listening pleasure. Please consider a donation to the podcast, and keep on listening on. Love from San Francisco, this is AquaQCU.
Organization processes process and proceeding, pausing with antennae with an initial and ongoing bodily communication of ourselves and our inclination of that being to proceed with the needs of, for what one cannot bear perhaps, in the times that it is known it is needed for. Ecosystem to ecosystem behavior. We signal each other, chemically, through radio, and the planet, surfaces and air help us send and retain a message for the time it is needed. Creating troughs and pathways for some, and other times messages which terminate as they are gobbled up into a chemical transcription in the minds and body of the organism which noticed and indeed needed it, which starts the intra-organism communication, as attuned they are to their own bodies and they were one and many. Take a small leaf, which a caterpillar has crawled across, for what reason and perhaps to get higher on the leaf to reach a better signal. The leaf is water and material is ingested and then the plant and the water are aware of the caterpillar, who undulates and vibrates the food throughout its body, sending a little dance onto the leaf and into the air, and giving it enough energy to find its direction, and carry on its caterpillar conversation, until it finds some soft dirt to return the favor, to the soil and perhaps an even smaller organism to return the nutrients to the plant, with its own enough energy and communication to do so. Meanwhile, the caterpillar, as satisfied with his living, carries on in this manner, and begins to see the world, from leaf to leaf as it were, starting again at the bottom perhaps, tagging itself at the stem so that it, and by it I mean others, find it again, or more precisely so that they can find the direction it has come from, so that others may see the successes in this regard, and as the caterpillar travels on, the water inside of him is a sort of push-pull warble. And the electrons in his body from his activity in his environment spin. And he spins, bits at a time, until his internal organization directs his feet to paddle up and arched and then sideways a bit to test, and his body carries out the instructions which both his chemical brain and atomic water provide a means of motion to do so, and in doing so aligns himself with another particular caterpillar tuned from far away. As the message is clear that leaves are the place to be for such an amenable activity, and that the soil is pleased with the arrangement, and the plant seems keen to provide the anti-gravity for any time the caterpillar is willing to carry on with itself, and in these eventualities, as evident, the water is also stowed in a particular place near the abdomen which also drives our friend forward, to follow or be followed, and he'll find with this water, another satchel of water, in another caterpillar, warm also and traveled with a similar chemical means and process, which the water knows too with its natural physics of communication as surface tension. As they say, love may be in the air as one caterpillar is nearer to another, as they love themselves and hence each other in the moments their energies provide, and inspire them to provide for another. So while their endeavor of food has been successful, they also endeavor to see and become beauty, as their measure of indicative success in their understanding of love, as one in another, and that beauty perceived is what is transceiver for the liking of one another, and in that moment of offset water displacement, these beings now close and seeing each other at the angles and properties that provides for them this optimal view of the beauty before them, for them, from in front and behind, is when they move in, for that direction, and continue their endeavors justly to make an even greater love. It's at this point, where the processes which carry life for the living proceed and as successes go, trigger further successes as life, chemically transcribed and encoded to the willingness of both to provide a new set of beings who will, towards another one of these and more, which is encoded also in each of our parent participants, though unknowingly perhaps by their entire being, is known in that instant to the new life which now continues, and known through this very water which brought them together, coupled with the coupling of overlapping chemical loops. These reminders carry them to pause a bit and reorient themselves again, for the reasoning that things have once again changed, and change is what was required to orient at all and in the first place. The initial chemicals re-trigger the program inside the animal and apply a bit of string to the first and current bit, and, each time string is strung around, and left on that leaf, and in and about another, and each time there is movement in some part, to stay or to move and in which direction, and by push or pull or by an overriding sense of chemistry, which now is that program still, and those bits of string, and by which bits the caterpillar chooses to pull on, and to what successes those lead. And they then are perhaps oriented in their time and lives for the moments they proceed. With luck, and surely by successes and noticement of one in another, and for the desire to be and observe the enjoyments of such a living life, the orientation of all creatures around these now too, and further many caterpillars, adjusts and adjusts for them, and since they are oriented they can proceed through this radiochemical life for as long as the orientation works for others, for themselves. And at each stage a new glimmering of experience brings their prior self forward, and using all their feet and strings they pull and stamp into the leaf or on a new bit of concrete wall, they now know they were not alone, confirmed by they themselves, and are happy to sit sideways on this bit of concrete and chatter a bit into the airwaves, and eventually to receive a signal which indicates the direction of their mate, and they can travel and chatter and meet up again if they'd like, or to talk about the plants down below, and by radio-visual, provide a map of what is good, and what good may be found if such a visual were followed, and these signals are likely picked up specifically only by these two caterpillars, although generally picked up in those attenuating their bodies, which are likely those who also seek like-kind, and are in a means of their perhaps to be oriented society of bodies, and the messages as truth help further those endeavors. Of course the leaf may not always be pleased, although careful the caterpillar was to gnash on a non-reticulating portion, or perhaps it chomped right into a water artery and that once was filled with leafy watery chemical yet unprocessed and meant for the leaf alone to handle. Well, a caring and careful caterpillar and also the mandibles available to such a creature would not permit it to perish, or produce a result which was catastrophic to an environment such as discovery, and so, we're safe. The plant still holds the caterpillar to this day, and the two with many and many and legs which carry them in those organizations or organisms which have made it their living, and living they do, in their own orientation and their own times to find and direct each other on the terms of their radiochemical eviroelectrical sensations of the absolute and power of love in the universe, and the symmetry which now and has always existed, in the near and abstract sense to an observer. But in absolute and positive terms for each being within themselves only to notice, and by that I mean the totality of their being, which is also the others they care in and about and for and all of those like and kind words. And thus, as we expected, the successes of this caterpillar find even further, after its long success had brought it to a long rest, where its now known beauty has been taken internally. And all the organisms and further ones ahead are ready to provide now for these and ensure future success of themselves and others, and a cocoon is just their mode of transport. And their bodies continue and travel, and the life inside of them is their own now and for a time, and it is built to their own specifications as known and now dreamt of, and shielded yet expected. Care is taken to provide their ultimate antenna as well. This cocoon is shaped as the world would like its shape to be, and that is seen and noticed throughout the air and water. And radio signals may bounce off of it, and they may attenuate in the direction the cocoon is to open. And all continues to become ready, and further organization and the messages ahead and behind are the busyness and business and fact of life, as celebrated. So at a time, and without the long and arduous detailing, this creature emerges larger than life, which proceeds to literally carry it over these and newer and very likened like cable plants and trees, and their colors shine and reflect and are seen across all the caterpillars, as they were sitting on these leaves and eating their first bits of plant for perhaps their own lifetimes, and a particular color of light shines on one particular caterpillar, and causes his feet and eyes to shine in a moment, and in that moment, alters perhaps just one foot or wanks just one of his antennae, and that is part of his new direction, or perhaps it is all of them, and whatever it is one of trillions of communications our flying friendly is now able to bestow, and as it continues on, now fully noticed by larger creatures who perhaps weren't akin to its upbringing, the protections become greater as the ability to alter an environment is also. For altering such an environment for solely your own kind is noticed now, and those settings in place for the birds or lizards or other creatures may do well to adjust you, as you did for the creatures at the bottom bit of soil to return. And so, care is taken and given, and we would like it to all work out, and whatever path is traveled is noticed, and so new trials begin for each creature within these means of travel. And their behavior as larger creatures should and be willed to be that of their reminder of their successes as their and their own children, and so it should work, and a bit of chaos at a particular moment is just the way a bird was turned or the wind blew on a bit of plant at a moment of crucial signaling perhaps, and adjustments are made with abilities to make choices to proceed with an orientation which has worked, to stay or move, and even staying involves movement, and this carries on. In tougher times and shiny simple happy times. Just know that a message has a beginning, which is its start as triggered by life itself, a middle, which can be short or long depending on the last part of this any message, which is a decoupling and simple signature which indicates the friendly nature of the message, as intended, and this happens in all aspects of messaging, on ground, in air, and further chemically wherever chemicals travel. Even robust enough when known to double their walls and efforts, using stronger chemicals and bonds to relay the messages, sign as intended, and with hope deliverable by those same means. And thus concludes our observation of organized living in the processes which function as function and are keyed in their specialities which adeptness which is theirs in their time and space to utilize and the impacts of this light behavior, as exemplars for the all the time going on of a particular and the love which is observable to a non-casual acquaintance is nearer than you think, and whatever bits you choose, choose you, and thus carries forward and off a beaten path for a bit more life and livability for the planet to enjoy. This has been our messaging from the island and about the all the time San Francisco and its associated light beams of Beamery Creamery. Good luck inside and outside and about and throughout a lifetime of such discovery. Aqua QC3W.
Political fervor for the UN fevering of reticulating Levin cash disparaged and recarriaged return to a normal middle sea of the musical chairs of our senators, and housemates, amongst our firsts of our first lady, honoring and honorable, and how shall we go in and out and about the proceedings which operate time in efficacy in operation, we are people, do remand and demand a currency which is working, workable, palatable and paletted for a logistical delivery amongst all 50 of our statehoods, without days, yet nights around a round table, near a sword, nor shield, yet tooling to revise and devise our forward, onward, within and not without, around and well-routed rediscovery and, quickly, as in the now of it all and all the time. Mark. Our story begins at the beginning and carries forward this messaging in maintenance of the threading and care of our flag, honored in the places of noticement, our heart's and mind's eye, on he occasions where prevalence is desired for the desirable in repeating and non-repeating digital concurrency. Apple Pie. Dear Kamala, and our Biden. This lettering is for you, like a jacket from the jocular days of our nation, when we grew our children to rave about nuclear powers, and still hid under our desks, how appropriate these same boasters did the same. A desk to write solutions to our problems, and not at all designed perfect as in the philosophy of, nor really designed well for education, at any rate, with boxy and sized sizzling classrooms with a talking head and children's heads down and hands up to beg to ask out loud, versus the versed understanding that to speak when time-space permits is natural and in turn. And so, we need to keep some things. And these are the things, the happiest of people for the best of the benefits of reasoning, as is suggested and suggestible with and onward and again successes of unmistable unfoolery, and the replacement of bodies of thought and reason, fresh, where fooling is at its most regular and non-productive. We've all been fooled, and this is going on again without freshness, and we have a ton of people to be made interested and interesting in our daily workings of a governing body which is actually made with minds and bodies, and not simply fillings or stuffery of the unseen, hidden with papers written by professional for professionals, and glossaries considered as only glossy glossovers, and the etc. Which brings me to the classroom. Our classroom. Our daily government, in and for all 50 states, for their needs and the best, naturally the most excitable and therefore energetic enough to provide its own power to our powers that be in the House and Senate, committees for committees, an overlap of elected and unplain from all around, and around they will be, for the injection of fueled ideas and the follow-up, much needed, to ensure that agreements are kept, and that people don't shy away from their paid civilian duties. Nor our elects will be able to push them away or replace them, but will stare them right in the face, and, because the unknown portion may have elected these soon-to-be honest and non-fools, they will understand implicitly, and as well packets of programmatic writ will allow tests to be written for laws and reused programmatically, by and for the people, for such things as conflicts of interest, where one may hear and react in some ways, this is a record, which is checked and rechecked when these items come up time and time again, for a time before things are working just naturally. It's at this point, where you may want to brief on computer programming code testing, wherein the tests are written towards what is expected, and then the code is written, and tests are continually run again changed code, to ensure that the expected is always maintained, and as well, peer review and cryptographic personal signoff is in multiples and provides the reviewer accountability, and the coders, likewise, by name, comments, times and dates, and etc. This is how our laws will be written, and this is how we will backlogs and apply our initial and ongoing tests to existing bills and laws, where tests for laws are written and maintained by this same and ongoing paid public. And so, our initial tests will be simple things like, was this correctly signed, does it repeat itself in the document, and is that verbatim or does it reference something's else, and what is that reference, and how can we build a tree of conflicting or true bill and law relationships. This brings in our judicial branch and case laws, and we shall ensure that while our judges are unfettered, that they themselves, and impartial testers, will apply a date branchable precedence and case law and do magical things, like, automatically bringing tried cases to light when new precedents are set in motion, or even as they are brought back into court, so that notices are available to parties at all these access-controlled branches, where views, edits, notes, and even social branches can freely utilize and build networks around the verities of the, let's call them the branches of branches or rooting within, or any type of natural understandable set of nomenclatures which are easy enough to understand, and work, so that traversal within our systems is easy and skill transferable. In fact, so many part-time jobs will be created, based on the desire to work mere hours to learn and accomplish too much for their and others' benefit, and a lifetime of emotionally whole and non-drudgery due to the non-repetitive nature of the work, that more hours will be spent as humans, and therefore the more functional the work be towards our human desires for natural, easy, and fun. These taps will extend with our global partners, the UN as well, specifically as viewable and suggesting, as much of our work affects the world, and many of our citizens have interests in livability on our globally measurable scale, and in particular these are our honoring of nature on the need to be global, and this also includes the desire for happiness, proven and upkept for this work to continue in, as in our planet, perpetuity. And the jobs will be suggestible by the individual and groups, and some of the tests will be written, perhaps in plain language, and transferred to code, or as code is taught, and the tests will test against what jobs are already this or that, and if it is completely new, and the applied will find all the segments where work can be done by our innovative individual or group, and these are the things we will do to carry our lives forward from this point. A new library will be appointed, and new indelible systems of discovery available for all access, irregardless of income, or ability to afford or travel towards the locale where the application of their work is to be made available, and carried as well by all the varieties of those who write and use the code, in our new language. The ideas will work, and when disparities arise, those with noticement will see the highlighting across all boards, and will discuss in code, and comments in a rich simplicity to indicate perhaps why change will work or break, and these humans will make and further and revise their language, and see the problems shrink and reduce the impacted and conflicts in systemic code. And the specialists will be the all of us, started with what we know to be true, for nature, spirituality, health and well-being of their families, of which we have many, and many a reason and purpose to join and segment for trust and compatibility for the all who can work and work towards, within and without danger and towards prosperity of the common richness, which is our planet, at its very core. Interesting, we will find in this immediacy of knowledge and wisdom shared and is immediate workability for us, and the US in them. It is our sincere hope, and this is honestly and honest for the synapses in my brain during these moments of delivery, and the hearts are remembered and been and are being acquainted to, that these measurable measures may be broadcast verbatim, and writings based on these ideas written with are also tests, to ensure no muddying of said fluidity, as I'm sure there will be plenty of room for the actual code execution, than to alter such a simple document such as this. It will be my duty to begin this process, in print and in radio, and your help is thus requested. Shall you find your plot at this juxtaposed junctioning, as in the railroads, this time built by the wanted, not for, and about the all around, and even perhaps to repay, our body debt which we do carry, and which is not so silently recalled in our ill health and the health of others. We will see a reduction in ill health, at doctors, and in hospitals, and in medical procedures, and in medicine or prescription drugs, and we will find and recruit for the offset in cash dollars, these industries of people, not corporations, to join our efforts of the paid in body health plus cash, and the exchange rate of health and paper money will and will to be finally understood, shall ensure that, like our impossible bee, is able to get from needed place to place, and back, or around, and in an ongoing manner where the next of this nectar is always provided from the little dance, which is the code, found, written, utilized even, and carried forward to the next, and yes, we will look at nature and the bees to ensure they are healthy as well, for this indicator is for the very sustenance of our airwaves, which indicate a healthy mind, and minds. There will be perhaps a new boon of boomery in the bedrooms and communities, and we may find ourselves traveling, slowly, as to find like and like kind, or to build and maintain a shininess to be in the weather we desire, and in actuality, we'll notice that our healthy beings create and maintain this weather for us. This is San Francisco speaking, and that is my testament. The neural natural and admirable aspect lenses bring your light to a light supper of discussion, a digest for our reader, listener, broadcasters, authors, and artists, for artistry and the forms for a functional, by maths and processes, winged and in-flight period periodical, which is the today of our heavenly bodies and those attainments and retainments for the thus and thusly forward and upward, as in growth without waste, and carrying us in perfect perpetuity. This is from the Isle of the In and About All the Time San Francisco, and in the midst of minds of thankfully available contributors for the powers of thought and compassion, and the open channeling of this, a new type of type, for typing a typecast in casted amendment, to mend, our image of our flag, we fly dearly. This is Aqua Q.
It's episode 4 of AquaQ Labs and we bring you strawberry programs. Enjoy it and never invest in a three-ring binder unless you have something to write upside down and scribble on backward and forwards until cereal comes out of your nose, alphabet style. Now this.
Kazink, your agent is loaded. It's especially fair and damp today. Just slide it on for a trial. We'll ultra shock it off later. Well, we'll try. The last time they sideloaded an agent on me was 2 weeks ago, and it's still sticky around the ankles. Toes are a bit doughy too. It was also well known that the staff had been messing with the programs. Hot was cold, up was sideways. It was a right bollocks. The intention was unclear, but the effect was Lord of the Rings meets Pee Wee Herman in a nightclub disco deck with boots, a dinner dress, and a quart of petrol to last the night. You had to stay busy or the body program kicked in and started rewriting everything. It was 5 a.m. and Peru was rising. A tone chimed. It was Tuesday morning in the West Bank and the street merchants were setting up for the bazaar. Hakmet put up his wares and wandered across the street to the newsstand. Not gonna buy today's paper. Jellish, it's filled with lies and the ads are too expensive. Jason blinked. That was his name. Mr. H had begun calling him Jellish after a peanut butter mishap. 3 years ago, everybody knew Creamy was bullshit. The paper was expensive to run since the owner lived well in his accounts. Securities, I think he called it. The editor too lived strong with a mind to argue the cost of freedom. I guess it was 35 cents. And a hot chocolate at the corner cafe where they cased the town for stories. Hakmek wandered over for a cup. The sign tilted just a bit as he walked into the sunny dungeon pies and other morsely treatable ales and amenables. He had 35 cents.
He walked in, stippled lip from a slight shaving accident, and tossed his 35 cents into the tip jar. "Careful with that, fella," he said. "You could buy a paper with that." Frog, the editor, just smiled as he usually does when he's being bullied or getting ready to trim his toenails. This time was both. "Not in the coffee shop, man. Don't forget what happens to dead cellular phones. They get recycled as little girls' tricycles." "Well, that's all right, Hakmek. I'll buy one for your family next time you've got a date with Lillery. She wrote me the other day. Dear editor. She's always so formal." "Yes, Lillery was a peach and liked getting into the vertical columns on the paper, sideways. Extra, extra. So the coffee tariffs are up again, eh, old man? Surprised to see you so spendthrift at the till. Oh, that's for the tables. It's a bizarre banquet from the street festival tonight. Lights, action, superstars." Indeed, the narrative had been left justified for 75p in last week's paper by another secret admirer of the bazaar. "They sent a basket of baskets filled with gaskets. That's got to be something clever." "What's clever?" Frog asked. "Weird, I was just thinking to myself, it must be the coffee. You didn't have any. Oh, that must be why then too, much of a non-creamed thing. It's time to get over to Peru. Get me the phone.
Send us a message at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs and tell us what you want to hear. It's April 20th, 2020 and this is AquaQ Labs C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the Radiophonic Workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Immediate and reciprocal emotion, cyclical and circular, as in where to put an emotion, how to attach it, and how to reconcile that within a realm. An example is hearing a noise, being annoyed, and other is annoyed just like you, but for a semi-related issue, where that issue is in time spatial to the senses. Number of emotions and sensories to be determined by those paying attention, and those guessing are putting their parts together to summarize and balance, with a non-forkable resolve. To resolve the half conversations, we need triple the people, and while much of this will sound to the listener as individual half conversations, they are actually part of the karma mesh which reaps. Then there are setups. They are recurring episodes of this reaping nature, wherein certain events can be learned and expected. Consider a secret entryway, with an always last chance backup guy to let you know you've passed the entrance. He'll act kind of out of the way and mumbly and crazy. And then you'll see a similar guy that next time. And soon enough, you make the entrance on the first round. Draining. People want you to succeed, as the karma balance is part of their equation as well, and so, and hence, the solution to all the problems. So how do we rein in the outlier, when the event is choice and you can only encourage the right choice to a want, which gets them there in the first place? How do you signal all these people, and how and why do people help in a setup? Well, first off it's pain and fun and rewards are given. Fabulous prizes of freedoms of movement, getting oneself to where they want to go as well. Second, it's a familiarity that grows on you, and sleeping while they live. It's pathways that people want. Outward and with ability to grow, Fionaxi style. So flourish, take your time, start early, walk a path, talk a talk, and walk again. Keep energy flowing and stop and use your special talents to get you, and them, where we want to be. Safe, with options, healthy, and sane, and fully healthy will appear just that way. Peace and love from San Francisco, this is the voice of AquaQ in the Labs C3W and do message us at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs/message and have a rockstar day.
Send us a message at Anchor. We'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. Welcome home and welcome to another episode of Always Free Radio. This is Finch bringing you the radio show and podcast that's available every Tuesday.
I wrestled in the cup house twice last year.
That was my place.
Yep.
It's the heading and quorum of Quora.com to lively and livingly ask questions which can be believable to answer, and vices and verses, with a visa to do so. I do, and this is AquaQ with the dissertations for the believability of a sustainability with abilities from a noble and gaseous wit, satisfied with the satisfaction of elemental reasoning of spin and orientation in these matters of charged discharge of information for each and every, and here is now.
If energy cannot be created and gravity works constantly, then why does the Earth's gravitational energy not run out since it is not coming from any other energy source? Gravity's constant is known to be near or identical to time itself, and as time postulates itself by the transfer of material between matter and light, as imagined, and as light is energies have no friction and can be operated from far away, this brings our origin to ourselves and its constant and continuation of our spin, from our very electron, and up and through the planet, ionic and helical, and as we continue to spin and offshoot energies and transferences and draw in from our core while simultaneously emanating, we provide and what is provided is this equilibrium in our verses of the Gestalt carries us in spatial time which is understood to be continuous. And thus is. And in this closed loop, with an infinity of accessibility, energies of the kind and kind of kindness will never deplete, for the purposes of participation of all systems rely on the very physics which operate all material and optionally, light itself. More can be observed on a semi-regular basis at AquaQ Labs, a subtext. Peace plus love from /SanFrancisco/AquaQC3W. Why can we not live on the sun? Even though astral sometimes material or light, the sun's energy is required to be requited by our matching ionosphere and ionic energy reversals within our planet, and thus, our lives are how we know each other and our travels take us where we welcome each other, and thus the sun is a poorly habitable place, has not been traveled to welcome another on or near around, and so on with that. Sun, we love you, but not to visit. Peace plus love from /SanFrancisco/C3W. Can finite exist independent of nothingness? For anything to exist it must be comparable, and thus nothingness is just that and does not exist, and to answer your question of finite, is only as material witness to what I available to view as a continuity of the nonness. In other words, the ending portion which is only observable to the extent where the observer has just and given up towards the transition of energies for which the infinite is the continuum and continuation. Peace plus ever and ongoing love from /SanFrancisco/AquaQC3W edition not at ease to be found at aquaclabs.com smile. Why is it cooler in the deep underground than on the surface? Surface heat comes from the sun, but where does the cool temperature originate? The offset of our sun's ability to heat the surface and the same from the core of our planet, meeting at some crusty levels in between, is where the temperature is temperate for humans, beneath lesser so, and so the cooling is in fact both the absent of light, not only carried on with our oceans as a fixture of temperature deep below the levels that humans survive. Well, that's mostly it, I think. The oceans cool our planet and keep the deep levels cool, and while under pressure, while water does not pressurize itself, the weight of water as a surrounding mass, keeps a steady cold hand on the plate tectonics and likely is siphoned into the planet to further provide a vein for cooling. Importance of environmental conservation? It's our very nature to naturally provide as life what materials are required for ourselves and our like and kind, as well as a set of instructions to say, roadmaps as to our successes which can be replicated when cleaned and followed, thus reciprocating for the all who participate. Our short story involves the caterpillar and as well its mate and also the organisms which provide the returning nutrients to the soil and very plant which our caterpillar sits and eats atop and discovers his place in his lifetime amongst the lifetimes of others in likened kind. The importance should be and is obvious in all aspects, and noted by our divide of physics, chemistry, and all the sciences, and when combined as a simple observable actionable sequence of life and livelihood, the well, and well off and on and on again may can keep this discovery in their successes as they proceed with the furthering of the creation of life, and that is our survival. At the very least and only what is actually required for this whole spherical thinking to work is a process of processes, and they carry us and we carry on with and for it, life itself. More can be read about our character, the caterpillar and his apparent appearance within this associated podcast from AquaQ Labs, a subtext. Via this direct link, Ecosystemics. Peace plus love from /SanFrancisco/AquaQC3W. How did we transition from living in the ocean to coming on land? I would imagine that if life began from space, as our planet is spatial, so very likely our material stems from that origin, and so with 75% water and lichen our bodies of humanity are also thus, I kind and think along the lines of the primordial soup which was not like an ocean at all. But more to your point, have we ever left the ocean? In totality with our 75% water, and salted electrolytically at that, we are much like an ocean, however warm-blooded and seeking the core of the earth as we travel in globule fashion spinary towards the planet and the warmth of the sun? Our transition does not even include the ocean per se, as we are buoyant, and can digest seawater nor live in its below temperate temperatures and while soaking our semi-permeable skin in its brine. And so, I may be way off on a time basis of discovery, but for what is human we know, and to further suppose your questioning, any portion of our being which enjoys a beach, enjoys land, as we do, and a deep seating in the ocean would likely put us on at the surface, where ne'er could be done for our livelihood in a far off and away setting as a whale might enjoy. To be eaten perhaps, as any of us trying to live in those climates would find, and fast. So heady perhaps elements of life which have been discovered, only provide the observability of what successes has worked in all lives and is compared with genetic material, may indicate a base level of encoding which is not fully understood, although likely is a simple map of our place of origin and the paths and hurdles are simplistic gestures more likely, and our continuation in the abstract of life which exists simultaneously all across the planet, as a sort and sorted astral imagination and cross-breathing of ideas. I don't believe man looks to the deep sea for thought, as I believe water itself as well as the facing downward to do so would be offsetting of our light bearings of motion. And so very little could be built as homogenic and substantively cohesive as living progress in those directions. And a bit more of that can and should be discovered at AquaQ Labs, a subtext. With peace plus love C3W. How are dust bunnies formed? And if they're dust bunnies, why aren't they layers of hardened dust? How do they become so cottony soft? Static electricity. The dust is mited, a bit whirly and the strands in the air collect a static charge from the air to ground. For the same reason, as formed from above ground at some level, they drop and collect a charge, and as they fall or collect on one another, this charge creates a fluffery because the strands surrounding a speck of dust are so slight, and eaten in irregular pattern by mites. Enjoy your dust. They do. AquaQ. AquaClabs.com. Why is experiment necessary for theory? Try all you want to get it on the first try. Your thinking or idea of a working system will readily be tested by anybody, and so that starts with you. If you wish to name the theory and participate with the word, as part of the described scientific method. This is not to say that truth cannot be known, see the double negative, I hate that. But anyway, to be testable within the realms of science, they must chart and be available to the means in which our sciences operate as each and as the many. Further, experimentation, since you asked, must follow that order of a hypothesis at first, and not a random experimentation in which you discover something random to describe as truth, and in this manner utilizes the brain and our knowledge of all the systems we practice in our profession to learn and be learned, etc. within these systems, and further indicates to us the good measure, literally, as confirmation of our ability to perceive truth, reciprocally for truth itself in these many systems which operate for us to perceive. Good system, eh? It very likens nature, in which a desire for action is taken and the results provide an immediate actionary correlation in spatial materials and partial observability to the effects to be utilized justly. The keyed upshot is choice, of course. Hence our need to declare our intentions within science to proceed with the signage and paperwork of and about it. Peace plus love aquiclabs.com. What are considered good deeds? It is likely, as likened by the promotion of another for all the likeness of oneself and another observable aspects for and about the it, which is our deed but also the success of a deed to be complete and within a physics which equals the perception of the word, as also observable, which is included as per above. This description is much in alike life's natural and abilities to proceed in reciprocality, which provides our energies to and for another and for the parties to party on and on, forward and in reversal which is also forward towards others. And this is how an atom works, and why we spin it all. Peace plus love, from /SanFrancisco/AquaQLabs, a subtext. AquaQC3W. What is the difference between truth and dialectics? Funny, you should ask. A difference is exacting in what a dialectic is, wherein truth is the absolute you intend to reason yourself into, perhaps easily, or more likely with a fervor which provides for your desires for your abilities and means to perhaps argue and win, or perhaps initially to define and describe your own methodology to be followed, as a linguistic elegance of nature. Naturalism language, and although discoverable, one may find our positioning for truth at some angles, are disclosed in language with our many meanings for the same word, and as inflected and placed and paused, indicates the direction and parties involved in the truer forms, as believed, and indeed as natural and as capable truths in those moments, although further in time these may prove and disprove, by further altering the orientation of the observable components for the truth one wishes to describe or begin detailing it to a degree which a simplistic nod no longer suffices. And so, you find yourself here. And in the future you may be tense to know that you've passed to past and presently, maybe a new gifted wink for you and others to chatter over and discover the only absolute, which is the carrying on from such matters as discovers and discoverable, and forward in that thinking, and precise as naturally able to be chemically understood and in a natural setting such as known to our consciousness, as we operate it ourselves and with that bit of non-observance, which is needed for the UN-altering dissemination of our closet and proximity of truth to allow nature to continue its function, as life worth living. More on and about chatterings found here, and at AquaQLabs. A subtext. In further, even fictional writings which mimic truth as near as my willingness to lay characters down to a spinny wobbly thing and send it into space, AquaQ. Why are all viruses parasites? Viruses utilize in a fashionable means to solely produce for its own kind, ne'er a thought or action to be reciprocal for a system, and justly so as physics of our bodies is concerned, as we are for our bodies, and other like bodies and kind are kind to us. Viruses are not our right and out, as we propose for them, sneeze. And onto another perhaps, see? Using our own mode of a savior to further itself on another, foolery and time again, to give anything to a virus is to be taken by this very fashion which helps and tools itself, which by design is our ability to discover and rid ourselves of it. And because its only reciprocality is in this matter, it carries on and we carry on with the behavior of being at each other, and that is in actuality what it desires, to be at literally our throats, as an entry and exit point, and laughable, even to that point, if a virus does even learn to read vocal cords, it may attempt to convince even our own subconscious, that it's in and of itself, a pretty good idea, and that perhaps with luck it'll all work out. Of course meaning in the mean part of itself meant to be and get its way and your way is, out, which it believes you want, as it see itself as reciprocal to yourself, without the very concept that is different, as it has no perspective on systems of living to maintain its own body by any means, and never will. because it sucks at it, and us, and we suck at it too, which is probably how it learned that in the first place, and first serve everything and carry it only as far as its inability to be successful, and it is successful, and so that particular reasoning for itself, carries on and on and on. Dissertations continue at AquaQ Labs, a subtext. Peace plus love. What will happen in society without science and technology? As both science and technology exist and have existed in societies for many years, you must be indicating a backwards traveling wherein we suddenly believe that a belief and its accompanying actions no longer exist or are workable. So we start with technology, as this makes a lot of people upset due to its dissemination beyond the timelines of nature, applied to many and sometimes all aspects of living for the many, as not yet understood, and in very often cases, encased in deep and glued plastic and capped with the insignia of a corporate wealth not to be trusted much across the country of origin, if even that. So further, we look at technology, perhaps as an extension of sciences, where of course science is required to replicate a technology such that can be used with any degree of, well, usability. And so intertwined may be those who wish to dissolve one and thus the other, with their forward procession of backward compatibility in their resolve to do so, and thus here is the crux. Those that didn't learn it in the first place, are subject to another predisposition to discount any availability from the onset of another, and this very obvious non-discourse can never be backed up, and turns on itself as only enforceable by might, and mightier, dark clouds and unwieldy wieldment of an armory of nonsensical movement of arms, upwards very likely, which naturally indicates the only direction they care and ask without a recording and process to process the results. And as each individual discounts the markup markings of each other's successes, we find ne'er each other or any mapping. And this continuation, to answer your questioning fully, leads to many becoming said leader in the whilings he or their group can devise a means to fool and mask the physics with irony these days, in technology, used to spread masses of disinformation, not for the disinformation itself, but the vastness of variety of nonsensical thinking which goes on, including the images and soliality of a concept in random space-time, as our brains are now accessed by the technology that we possess and possesses us, at a cost and costing us, and liken a kid without a family fond, and etc. So we're left then with our continued distrust further of technology as it's betrayed us as we see it, and there goes our society. It's odd that you ask such a question, as science at many points in the success of living has been absolute and proven to provide, and even as recently as science is used to market dog food to perhaps dogs watching televisions themselves, it is still accurate in its methodologies and thus produces the results we put into it, as a workable system. And technology, well, as stated above, has been put into the hands of the many at a high cost to themselves, and the others who are wielded against, for example our internet at large, which briefly was an observation of how a system operates, as Unix from the 1970s, even down to file permissions, which indicated our perception of how natural beings interact, and how our networks and file systems mimic our own brains and natural societies themselves. The further brief is that we dumb down systems so that we could dumb down people, or provide the word smart a simple dollar cost to any participant who wished to be. And hence, they displace themselves and the others. And that is a natural reciprocality at work. And it continues to work in a suck and suck fashion, and when two people suck, it just doesn't work out at all, and so that goes and is likely likened to the smart party, doesn't matter which is actual, jumping out of a rowboat, and leaving the other party scattered around with either a boat or an oar, and deciding how to survive with the remainder of unusable material in their uncertain location in spatial time. And hence, this had been a bit and about the writings from AquaQ Labs, a subtext. Peace. If kinetic energy is converted to thermal energy upon impact, how many times do you need to slap a chicken to be able to cook it? I think you'd prefer a quick rubbery, that is to rub, and use a friction, unless you intend to tenderize the chicken at first, and to joke. It depends how flat the chicken is, and also how alive it is, whether warm or cold, etc. But I could imagine, And also it's your material if you chose the friction route, although also consider the roughness which would tear apart the very chicken. So perhaps. You also consider the waste, or in our case, a chicken nugget. And onward this thinking continues, but I jesterly conjecture that there is no kinetic energies to be solely utilized in cooking a chicken to the 165 some odd degrees required to be eatable for a human. Well, and even rarely said to that point. It is now known to be true on Quatra's smile. Why couldn't God just kill Satan? Oh, zero, good one, get it? Well, as in wellness, the speed at which life carries on is the exacting needs to provide for life itself, in its totality as a continuous system, and so, Satan exists to expedite itself sometimes as unnoticed, and enough so in facts that provide only a partial view if only that which is seen on a surface temperature. Of which temperature is indeed utilized as in our friendly so snake, as depicted, and as like, any reflection of non-magnetic silver no less, further depicts only an image, and not an astral sensory, unless as projected from an interior and outwards to those willing to observe those particular angles of imagery. This is straying from the point, and to your question, far removed is again your answer, and given the nature involved, and thus choice. Life chooses to not destroy matters of further choice, unless not deft enough to cause destruction itself outside of the laws of physics. More PS on the projected non-observance of said latter creature and creaturities, tied to themselves and their means to enforce their own rules out of fear of their own necks. We find, and find them quite and easily, and there are so many of them, at least the unsuccessful are willing to adopt and allow others their options to further do so, that anyway. Death is not an option for an entirely of sometimes always some ways or another, and our furthering option on the matters involved are to utilize our primary and light energies, directed towards those with a means to reciprocate that light, as light given to the shadows lead to an only and luckily temporary displacement and amazement of anybody caring to look into those shadows, and however magnificent the spectacle, the powers which drive life and light are simply not available for the long-term sustenance of even our planetary systems, and further any observance in a manner corollary to a pure utilization with observance and without a dissemination of the properties of living, and to be